prove it. Her breathing arrested for a nanosecond, but she quickly recovered. How am I supposed to do that?
Kiss me.
We kissed at the savory date. That was a peck on the lips.
I want you to give me a real kiss. And if you don't feel anything, then we do it your way.
No. She backed up a couple of feet. It was a trap, one that would ensnare her for sure. I don't have to prove anything to you.
Scared.
The softly spoken word was filled with mocking challenge. I told you before, I'm not afraid of you. She lifted her chin with a boldness she was far from feeling.
Then give me a kiss.
He ate the distance between them with one long stride.
One little kiss. And if you prove me wrong, we do this your way.
She lowered her lips against the seductive quality of his voice and stared down at the rich burgundy carpet. Her breathing had already grown fractured at the mere thought of kissing him.
You know this color lipstick is my favorite, he said.
His fingertips swept the seam of her lips and made them tingle.
It's distracting. Is that why you wore it? So you could distract me?
She'd forgotten she was wearing ruby red lipstick. In truth, he preferred her to be au naturel, but when she wasn't, his favorite color lipstick was ruby red. He said the color gave her lips a fullness and plumpness which turned her mouth into an invitation, begging to be kissed.
I didn't wear it for you, she said.
He took her hand, and a shiver of awareness raced up her arm. He ran the blunt tip of his thumb over the spot where her rings used to be. Her pulse started to dance, faster and faster.
One little kiss, Danny.
He pressed his lips to the back of her fingers. The inside of her belly trembled, as if a family of moths had taken up residence there. He pulled her closer, and she went to him with little resistance. She was shaking. She wanted him to kiss her. Badly. One hand went to her back and trailed up and down her spine in a slow caress. Despite his cold, cruel nature in business, Cyrus was a sensual man and a master of seduction. He drew her closer until she pressed against him. He was semi-erect, fitting because she was semi-wet. Against the stimulus of his hard chest, her nipples pebbled and her breathing became shallow. She felt his hard strength and fought the reaction the best she could, not wanting to give him the satisfaction of being right. His labored breathing could be heard in the quiet room.
Do you know how long it's been since you left me?
He asked.
3 years, 1 month, 18 days.
Her heart pounded, echoing in her ears. He'd kept track, even down to the day.
And 5 hours, he added.
Her lips parted in shock.
I know exactly how long you've been gone, and it's been even longer since we've made love, he said. One little kiss, Danny.
His breath brushed her mouth and created a tingling sensation across the skin of her lips.
One little kiss for your husband.
It wouldn't be one little kiss. She knew it, and was certain he did too. He would consume her. Because that's what he did. She lost all sense of the present and time when caught up in his arms. Cyrus lowered his head, and in the next instant their lips fused together. This kiss was different from the one at the restaurant. It was tender, even affectionate, and Daniela leaned in, enjoying the flavor of him way too much. She held on to his biceps, the power and strength of his arm sending little darts of pleasure along her spine. Engulfed in the thrill of touching him again, she was unable to move away. And she certainly didn't want to. His lips were warm, and little by little he increased the pressure again.